USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The coronavirus has now killed more than 573,000 people around the globe. That's as of this morning, and the U.S. has had more than 135,000 fatalities from it since the pandemic began earlier this year. Many of the deaths were in New York and New Jersey. But where those states have seen numbers of cases stabilize recently, there are many new hot spots like Florida, Arizona, and Texas where the virus cases are surging. In fact, California is rolling back its reopening process because of that. More than 329,000 Californians have now tested positive, and the state's death toll has passed 7,000. The Small Business Index for June just out is up more than 6 points as 8 of the 10 components improved, indicating that America's small business owners continue to be optimistic about the economy's rebound, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
Reaction continues to yesterday's announcement that Washington's NFL franchise is dropping its Redskins name and Indian Head logo effective immediately. Though it's unclear when a new name and logo will be announced, Mike Tirico is with NBC Sports. He says the NFL could make a difference in the national discussion about racial equality.
The NFL is the biggest sports entity we have, certainly in our country, perhaps in the world. If it happens with the team in the nation's capital, it's going to force teams all across sports to stop and have this conversation again.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers now appealing a federal judge's ruling to shut down a controversial oil pipeline, the Dakota Access Pipeline. Attorneys for the Corps filing a notice of appeal yesterday, a week after a judge decided the Corps failed to provide an adequate environmental impact statement when building that pipeline. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Better than expected earnings reports from some top banks, not enough to help the markets on Wall Street open in positive territory. The major stock indexes have been down since the opening bell. Investors continue to worry about the rising number of coronavirus infections in the United States. Grant Himara, an electrical engineer familiar to fans of the TV show MythBusters, has died. The 49-year-old Himara died yesterday, reportedly after a brain aneurysm. He first appeared on the Discovery Channel show in its third season and stayed until 2014 when he left along with co-stars Cary Byron and Tony Bellucci. Himara also worked for nearly a decade with Lucasfilm's Industrial Light and Magic. He worked on models and effects on films including the Star Wars prequels, The Matrix Reloaded, and Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines. Fans and drivers are getting the green light for tomorrow night's NASCAR All-Star Race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Up to 30,000 fans are going to be permitted, which would make it the largest live audience for any sporting event since the coronavirus pandemic began. The winner will receive a $1 million prize, and Denny Hamlin, who has won 4 races this year, and the America's Night Race last year at the Tennessee track, is one of the favorites tomorrow, and this is USA Radio News.